So I believe we are no longer at the point when we can have sermons or we can mourn and yet not do something. Let me thank, I think applaud is not the appropriate terminology, those parents who flew on Air Force One from Newtown, Connecticut. You can imagine that they are hurting. Tears came to my eyes as I saw them deplane, come down off of those out of Air Force One, knowing that they are still hurting. I heard a quote that said, for some of us it's months, for those parents it's one day at a time. To imagine little ones, 5 and 6 years old, whose bodies were riddled, and they are here on the hallways of Congress to be able to ask us, can we do the right thing that is for the American people? And I want to answer today a question that I raised. Can we stop the filibuster? Can we resolve the fact that sensible gun legislation does not violate the Second Amendment? And in fact, we protect the Second Amendment. No one has challenged the Second Amendment. No one has challenged permits for concealed weapons that are in many states. But we have said that the tragedy that occurred in Arizona, where someone was using an automatic weapon and had multiple rounds, and for those who say, you see, if the good guys had a gun, in that instance, a good guy had a gun and was probably going to shoot the wrong people if someone had not intervened. What we need to do for this place is to, in essence, what we need to do is to ensure that we find common ground and do sensible things. What do I think are sensible things? Sensible things include universal background checks. I know there are some discussions about family exchanges and one-to-one exchanges among family members. Let me just say, Mr. Speaker, I'm open to reasonable discussions, but we've got to close the gun show loopholes. We've got to close people opening up their trunk on a highway and giving to someone who's going to wind up shooting in a robbery or going into an old man's house, just like happened in my community last night, and shooting an 83-year-old and taking his car.